Hi, and welcome to the West Visalia Audio Podcast. Each message is designed to help you grow and inspire you to take action. Please take a moment to hit the subscribe button, and don't be shy to drop us a message if you have a question. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
We did before. I asked a question of our speakers, and they're going to be answering it with no more than 10-minute answers. But our question that was asked for this session is, what is the most radical thing you have ever done?
Unlike the other distinguished speakers, I am not a preacher. You will find that out. Jenny's nodding her head in agreement. You will find that out very quickly. But I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the most radical thing that I have ever done. Are you guys still awake? Okay. Who can tell me what it means to check the box? Check the box. To do a task. How would you describe doing the task? Just getting it done and moving on, right? You just check the box. The most radical thing that I have ever done is checking the box. That is the most radical thing. So, I grew up in the church, like a lot of you guys. I grew up leading songs, doing the sermons. Brandon, I was baptized at 9. It was a Thursday night. I remember Charlotte Tapman had died, but my sister made the decision. My sister was older than me, and you know, if your older sister's doing it, you might as well do it too, right? There was something there. It was just checking the box. I moved away, graduated from high school, moved away to college, and kept checking the box. Eventually, I got distracted by a young lady. And the teens here can tell you a lot of that story. Unfortunately, the time won't allow me to tell you guys all that story. But like most people, we made a lot of mistakes. I should mention I married this young lady that distracted me. And so I was able to justify some of the decisions I was making by saying I was supporting my family. I worked 3 jobs. One of those being Blockbuster Video, where I got paid a premium if I opened the store or I closed the store. I found a premium was to be made if I opened the store on Sunday morning. Another premium if I could close the store on Sunday night. And so I was able to justify my actions by I'm supporting my family. And we were preparing to make a move to Colorado to go to grad school. And one Sunday, I didn't work. I showed up to church, and someone's like, oh, we thought you left already. We thought you were living in Colorado. Because I had distanced myself. I had separated myself from my church family. And that separation continued when I moved to Colorado. I did not get plugged in. I took more and more steps away from Jesus, more and more steps away from the church, and during one of the visits that my family made, my mom and dad came out. I don't remember much of the conversation, but dad noticed that something was different. Dad noticed that something was wrong. Dad noticed that I was just checking the box, and he point blank asked me, are you going to church? I don't remember what I answered. I'm sure I told him no. I may have tried to lie my way out of it and have an excuse. I don't remember what happened. I just remember that he left. He left the little apartment. We weren't living in the best part of town, and he was gone for a few hours at like 9 o'clock at night, just walking around a bad part of town for a few hours because he was disappointed in me. He was frustrated in me and the choices I was making in my life. He loved me. He cared for me. He was concerned for me, and he could see that I was checking a box. So he said something. Looking back, it's pretty clear that I had removed God from my life. God is the glue that holds our lives together. When we remove God, when we remove the glue, what happens to our life? Falls apart. It falls apart. Remember, I was married at this time. I was on a fixed stipend in grad school. My wife was starting to, she was a waitress by trade and was working at Texas Roadhouse with a lot of young, single college girls. So she got friends with a lot of young, single college girls. Living a young, single college girl lifestyle is not conducive to maintaining a marriage. Again, this is all fuzzy to me, but at some point in time, my wife confessed that she had been unfaithful. Shortly before this, I realized that something was not right. And I started going back to church. I remember walking in a little congregation, sitting in the back, and this sweet old lady showed up. And anyone who grew up in the church knows that when someone just stands right beside you and you're sitting at a pew, it's, oh, am I in your spot? And it was, I will scoot over. So this sweet little lady was asking me questions. Saw a guy show up, sit in the back, and I developed a relationship with this sweet young lady. Old lady, excuse me. She was not young. her name was Dortha, a lovely lady. She was an elementary school librarian, and she loved Dr. Seuss. And she loved telling stories about how Dr. Seuss brightened up kids' lives. After my wife confessed she'd been unfaithful, I started divorce proceedings on the second anniversary of our wedding and was carrying a big burden. But I could talk to Dortha about it. I couldn't call mom, couldn't call dad. The pride that we have in admitting that we messed up, but I could talk to Dortha. One Sunday, Dortha asked me if I had told my parents. I said no. Dortha loved me. Dortha cared for me. Dortha saw that I was starting to check boxes again. Dortha told me, "You are calling your dad this afternoon." I called dad. Dad said, "You sound relieved." And I was. It was a bad marriage. There's a bad reason for the marriage. I had an escape, I'm sad to say. But that allowed me to confess to this sweet little old lady who saw me checking a box, who loved me, who cared for me, to some stranger. I grew up 1,500 miles away from her. The only thing we had in common was Jesus. I fell in love with that little congregation. I remember they had the attendance card, some of the we have in the back, and I marked down interested in placing membership. So then I was handed a pamphlet. And on this pamphlet, it asked us getting to know you and had a lot of opportunities to serve, to get plugged in on. And that is the most radical thing I've ever done. On that pamphlet, it asked if one of the things that I checked, I can't remember the specifics, but I ended up checking a box that I'd be interested in helping teach the teenager. That was the box that I checked. A couple weeks later, there was a short little intimidating man named Bruce came up to me, and this man, I'd met him maybe once or twice, but he loved me, he cared for me, he was concerned for me, so he said something to me, and he said, "You're the guy that I need, you're coming with me." I was able to sit in the back of the class, ended up teaching more, getting involved with kids' lives, seeing what it meant to study, see what it meant to fall in love with the Jesus in the Bible, fall in love with a bunch of kids. You might get arrested for saying that in the wrong group today. Fell in love with their families, fell in love with the church. It was awesome, all by checking a box. Checking a box. Getting active. Getting involved. I love these families. I love these kids. I was a hot commodity around Thanksgiving because it was whose house? Who can ask Curtis first so that he goes to Thanksgiving at their house? I have about 7 mothers who live in Colorado. Poor Coulter has like 20 grandmas now. But there was genuine love for me. And it was that simple, small action from other people that had a radical result in my life. A simple, small action of checking a box that allowed me to have radical action, a radical result. I told you guys previously that when we take God out of our lives, it kind of falls apart. Well, guess what happens when you put glue back in your life? When you put God back in your life, it quickly comes right back together. The families of these kids, they loved me so much that they introduced me to Megan. Don't know if what that says about Megan, or what they say for their love for Megan, for introducing her to me. It all comes down to checking a box. The most radical thing I ever did was check a box to volunteer, to get involved in a church, to get involved with people who love Jesus, to get involved with people who are actively living out their faith, to get involved with people who are allowing God to act radically in their lives. And that is my ask for you today. And as you go home, you take a small action to check the box, to get involved, take a genuine interest in someone, have a meal with a new person, treat others like your family, and allow God to have a radical result. Because this God sent his son to die on the cross for us, so that we can die to sin in our life, be buried in the waters of baptism, to be raised a new creature with a new identity, to live a radical life for him. Check the box, get active, get involved, and see how God uses it for a radical result.
Thanks again for listening to West Visalia Audio. We hope these messages have helped you grow and inspired you to take action. Be sure to check in each week for more on-the-go content or visit our YouTube channel to watch the live video. Thanks for participating, and God bless.